Morning Edition already has received a number of comments about yesterday's story on bias in the media. Dave Swaney of Talent Oregon writes, "Thanks for having the guts to run the piece. A liberal slant in American broadcast and print news has been obvious for years and has been steadily worsening. A news junkie like me learns to filter it out, but it's understandable why millions of people have opted to pay no attention at all to the media, resulting in fewer listeners, readers, viewers, and surfers." The Reverend Joshua Mason Pollock of Norwich, Connecticut writes, "Those who criticize liberal bias and political correctness in the media always seem to miss the real issue, power. White men always have caucused in newsrooms and boardrooms and locker rooms and golf courses. Now when women, people of color, gays and lesbians are beginning to caucus and acquire the ability to influence how the news is reported, the old guard feels threatened and calls it liberal bias. Well, it's more than that. It's people who have always been kept out of the decision-making process finally having enough power to tell the stories from their perspective." To add your comments, write to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.